Hi and welcome. You're listening to the X22 Report. My name is Dave and this is episode 3356BN. Today's date is May 19th, 2024, and the title of the episode is The Puzzle is Coming Together, Communication Blackout, Trump Sends Messages. Talk about our health. Have you ever wondered what happened to the legendary Chuck Norris? I recently saw a video he made and I was shocked. He's in his 80s and still kicking butt and working out and staying active. What's even more shocking is he's stronger and can work out longer and even has plenty of energy left over for his grandkids. He did this by just making one change. He says he still feels like he's in his 50s. His wife even started doing this one thing too and she's never felt better. She says she feels 10 years younger. Her body looks leaner and she has energy all day. Chuck made a special video that explains everything. Make sure you watch it by going to chuckdefense.com/X22 or click the link down below in the video. It will change the way you think about your health. Once again, that's chuckdefense.com/X22 and click on the link in the description below to watch the video now. You won't believe how simple it is. Just a reminder, the legendary Chuck Norris is a whopping 81 years old and yet has more energy than me. He discovered he could create dynamic changes to his health simply focusing on three things that sabotage our body as we age. Watch this method by clicking the link in the description box below. That is chuckdefense.com/X22. Let's get into the economic collapse, political and geopolitical news. Now, the deep state, the corrupt politicians, big tech, fake news, the puppet masters, they are now scrambling because the puzzle is coming together. And what I mean by that is the people, they're starting to realize and they're starting to see the criminal syndicate. They're starting to see the tyrannical government. The people are starting to wake up. And I'm not just talking about the Republicans. I'm talking about the Democrats. I'm talking about the Hispanic community, the Black community. I'm talking about people in this country. They're starting to wake up and they're starting to see, wait a minute, I see the two-tier justice system. Wait a minute, I see why we shouldn't have open borders and why Trump mentioned we need a wall. I see all of this. I see war coming. I see we're heading in the wrong direction. I see the economy failing. I see it all now. And I do believe as time goes on, it's going to get worse and worse for the deep state players. And I do believe Trump and the Patriots, they're leading them down a certain path and they're forcing them to make moves that they normally wouldn't make. Remember, the deep state players, they're not in control. If they were in control, they wouldn't have to do all this to Trump. If they had a surefire way of winning the election and they had complete and utter control, they wouldn't have to indict him. They wouldn't have to show everyone how they're going to cheat. They wouldn't have to do all of these things because they would be in control. Just go back to 2016. Did you see any of this when Trump was running in the election? Did you see them do any of these things? No, they just skewed the poll numbers. They thought the people were going to just believe what they were saying. And they went ahead and said, yeah, Trump's going to lose. Hillary's going to win. Everything's going to be great. They didn't need the riots. They didn't need COVID. They didn't need a communication blackout. They didn't need a cyber attack because they thought they were in control back then. The deep state doing all this, it means they're not in control. They're desperate to stop him. They're desperate because they're not in control. This is why you see all of this happening. And they basically fell into the trap that Trump set. Because as they do this, as they try to stop Trump, what do you see? You see the criminal syndicate. You see the two-tier justice system. You see all their different policies that go against American values. That's what you see. And you're going to see more of it. And this is what I mean by the pieces of the puzzle coming together for the people. The people are getting it. And the people are talking about it. And the people are using social media to spread it around. This is why the deep state is struggling right now. Because remember, their censoring machine was completely shown to the public. The people were able to see what they were doing just by when Elon took over Twitter. And you saw the documents. You saw how they were censoring people. And now with all these different laws out in Europe with, you know, hate speech, they're trying to do it again. But the people are awake. The people understand this. So what are they going to do? They're going to move it to the next level. That's a communication blackout. they're already talking about, you know, these different actors who might cut the communication lines under the ocean. That's a communication blackout. But I do believe Trump, he is now sending messages to everyone that he is in complete and utter control, that nothing can stop what is coming. And he's actually in his second term, even though the resident is in the White House. He actually mentioned this at the rally, which means he is the commander in chief, which means he put the resident into position to wake the American public up. And now the deep state players, they only have one chance to stop Trump. That is at the election. Can they use Biden to stop him? No, they can't. They will have to push him out. They, and I'm talking about the deep state players, they will have to force him out, because I don't believe Biden is going to leave on his own accord. If he does, that would be very nice for the deep state players, because then they can bring in the change of batter. It'd make it a lot easier. But I think he's going to be very stubborn and he's going to stay in this position. But I do believe in the end, Trump is going to help them out a little bit here by actually forcing maybe a drug test on Biden before he goes and has the debate with Trump. Now, does that mean Biden's going to take the drug test? Most likely not. Or will they fudge it? Most likely. But again, he's going to force the issue and he's going to push, because I do believe Trump and the Patriots, they know the entire playbook of all of this. And Trump, you could see that he is in complete and utter control. And as the deep state pushes more and tries to stop Trump, Trump just becomes more powerful. The people become more powerful. That's what this is all about. When you take everything and you put it into perspective, it's about waking the people up. It's about taking back the country. It's about showing the people the criminal syndicate, the tyrannical government. You need to see the corruption. You need to go really, really deep so you could see it all. And that's what Trump is showing you. He's showing you all of it. And it's up to we, the people, to make that decision. Do you want the country back? This is the final battle. Do you want it or don't you? If you don't, the country's finished. The deep state wins. They're going to bring us to wherever they're going to bring us. If you don't want that to happen, you fight. Just like our colonists fought for their freedom. The people must fight for their freedom, not on the battlefield shooting at each other, but with information, with going to the polls. And I do believe Trump has a plan to give everyone their voice, a plan to have the people's vote actually count this time around. Now, can we override their system? I do believe in the end, we will be able to override their system. So if the deep state players decide, okay, let's go through with it, let's see if we can cheat, I don't think they're going to be able to do it. And I do believe Trump will win the election. But I do believe that the deep state players, I don't know if they're going to want it to get that far. They're going to try to the very, very end, because they will bring in a change of batter. They will push their cheating mechanisms. They will try to the very end and they'll look at their internal polls and go, holy crap, we are not going to be able to pull this off. Trump has way too many people behind him. We would have to shut down elections for 2 weeks to try to catch up. It's just not going to work. So I do believe they're going to resort to maybe delaying the election one way or another. And we'll be talking a lot more about this a little bit later. But first, let's talk about what's happening with Boeing right now, because it's a very interesting story. And the whistleblower, they released his suicide note. And the suicide note is very, very interesting. And it's written all over the paper. And it's very, you know, it's not like a well-written note. It's just, I can't do this any longer. Enough. F Boeing. Family and friends, I love you all. I found my purpose. I'm at peace. I just find this very, very odd for this individual to actually write this note when he actually came out to show the people, the world, show the world, look what Boeing's doing. And then all of a sudden he wrote this very strange note like this. And it, something just doesn't make sense. And I think having the second whistleblower come out and that whistleblower also dying, I think people are questioning all of it. Because once again, we've seen a lot of wet work in the past. I think we're seeing it right now. And something just doesn't make sense in all of this. Even though the autopsy is saying there's no forced entry, he was in his car, he shot himself. Well, again, this is how they do it. I mean, why would they have to force them their way in? They wouldn't. All they'd have to do is say, hey, we're from the FBI or we're from law enforcement. Whatever they're going to say, the guy would meet them and then there'd be no force whatsoever. They can basically then take them, put them in the car, shoot them, and then go off their merry way and set it all up. We've seen this in the past. It's not that difficult, especially when you have the means to do it. But I think the people now are starting to see all this, and they're starting to see because they're waking up. The people, they're starting to realize what's really going on, just like they're realizing that the FBI, DOJ, a lot of the different agencies in government, they're all completely and utterly corrupt. They're all part of the criminal syndicate, and they're protecting their own. People are now starting to see this. I mean, look at this. They're not handing over the audio recording between Special Counsel Herr and Biden. They're keeping it. They're not being transparent. They're saying we have to protect democracy. No, basically, they just don't want to hand it over because it would destroy Biden. But I do believe this audio recording might come into play a little bit later on. And I don't believe Trump and the Patriots are going to release it. I do believe Obama will most likely force the DOJ to actually put it out into the open at the right moment to actually force Biden to drop out if everything else fails. Charlie Kirk put this out and says, AG Merrick Garland says that the reason the DOJ shouldn't obey a subpoena from the elected lawmakers is because the DOJ is a fundamental institution of our democracy. Our democracy, as always, means our oligarchy. Whenever the left mentions democracy, it's a sure thing. Absolutely. Julie Kelly responded to this and said, a short list of Garland's apolitical accomplishments in office. Investigator raided, arrested, and charged 1,430 Americans for protesting Joe Biden's election on January 6. New arrests announced almost daily. Weaponized post-Enron document shredding law to turn hundreds of January 6ers into convicted felons and send them to prison for years. Dusted off rarely used seditious conspiracy statute, historically reserved for foreign terrorists plotting to kill Americans, to charge mostly nonviolent members of Proud Boys and Oath Keepers for January 6. Sought and received pretrial detention for many nonviolent protesters, meaning DOJ asked the judge to keep defendant in jail awaiting trial. Seeks excessive prison sentences, including years for minor assaults on police on and even nonviolent obstruction and conspiracy convictions, as well as terror enhancement and sentencing. Busted by D.C. appellate court recently for seeking an unlawful split sentence for misdemeanor conviction and for seeking unlawful sentencing enhancement for 1512C2 convictions. Refuses to bring similar federal charges against left-wing protesters, including pro-Hamas demonstrators, for engaging in the exact same and worse conduct as January 6ers. Arrested and charged pro-life activists, including women, in their 70s and sought years in prison for their conviction in D.C. court. Collaborated with NARA officials to concoct a documents case against Trump as early as spring as 2021. Indicted Steve Bannon and Peter Navarro on contempt of Congress. Sought and received warrant for Representative Scott Perry's phone. Authorized the armed FBI raid of Mar-a-Lago. Brought three criminal indictments against Trump in the span of 3 months in 2023. Conspired with Fonnie Willis and Alvin Bragg on GA New York cases. The Garland Monaco Graves DOJ is a grave threat to democracy, not a keeper of it. The most abusive retaliatory DOJ in history. And she's absolutely right. And you know what the people see? The people see it too. And they agree. And the people, they are the court of public opinion. As the people see this play out, the people are making their decisions. Rasmussen Report put this out on X and says, September 2023, Americans want Merrick Garland impeached 48-35%, 69% of Republicans and plurality of independents. So you think these percentages are going up now? Absolutely. More and more people are saying, you know something? I see the criminal syndicate. I see what they're doing. They're protecting their own. And it's going to get worse and worse for them as time goes on. Just like it's getting a lot worse for Sean Combs. Now, what's very interesting is that a video was just released of Sean Combs actually beating up his girlfriend. But again, why did they release it now? Because can they go after him? I don't believe so. Actually, 50 Cent actually put this out there and is referring to the LA DA office. And there's a statement on alleged video involving Sean Combs. We are aware of the video that has been circulating online, allegedly depicting Sean Combs assaulting a young woman in LA. We find the images extremely disturbing and difficult to watch. If the conduct depicted occurred in 2016, unfortunately, we would be unable to charge as the conduct would have occurred beyond the timeline where a crime of assault can be prosecuted. 50 Cent says this is why they put the tape out. They know they can't charge him with what we saw, but they know we can't unsee what we saw. Plus, I do believe it gave Sean Combs the ability to actually speak out and start making his case of what has been happening. And that's exactly what he did, that he was in a dark place and he's sorry for all of this. And again, they brought it out on purpose, knowing that they couldn't go after him. But now the people also saw what he did, which is very, very interesting. And let's see how this all plays out in the end, because we know he's been trafficking women. That's very interesting. The other thing that's very interesting is we could see that with all these illegals coming into the country and with certain governors shipping the illegals to the sanctuary states are having a very difficult time. The people in those sanctuary states are saying, we don't want any more illegals. But again, those mayors, the governors, they can't go against the criminal syndicate, or they will come down hard on the people that are rejecting their agenda. So what's very interesting is out in New York, and Wall Street Silver put this out, a woman started to read what was on the wall, and they have these flyers that shows that, hey, if you're an illegal and you don't want to stay in the city, we will pay for your ticket to leave the city. So if you don't like the climate, you don't like the city at all you have to do is show your passport, show your government ID. But didn't all these people ditch their passport? Didn't all these people ditch their government ID? How does this make any sense that New York City is offering free tickets anywhere outside the New York City when they actually don't have ID? Something doesn't make sense here. And why would the taxpayers want to pay for that? Think about that. Remember, it's supposed to be a sanctuary city. Why do they want to get rid of the people? And all these people that are coming into this country, these are truly illegal people. They broke the law, and most of these people are criminals, and we can see it very, very clearly. I mean, look at the crime. Crime has skyrocketed all over the place. Murder has skyrocketed all over the place. Remember Kyla Hamilton, Elizabeth Medina, and Lincoln Riley? They were all killed by illegal aliens. Did you see the Democrats have parade for them? Did you see them honor them? Did you see anything? No, they're completely silent on all of it. That tells you everything you need to know. And it looks like their 16-year plan is completely and utterly backfiring on them. Remember, the first 8 years, Obama was supposed to take the weapons away from the people. They were supposed to have this incredible event. They had multiple mass shooting events to push the UN arms treaty through the Senate. Obama was going to sign it, and they were going to say, hey, the UN, they now have control over the weapons in the United States, just like they're trying to give control over to the WHO. But it all backfired. Trump stepped in. They never expected Hillary Clinton to lose. She was supposed to finish this up, and now she didn't. And Trump now, since he stepped in, everything was reversed. People now can see what the deep state is planning. They saw the BLM riots. They're seeing the riots on campus. And the people now are saying, you know something? I understand why I need a weapon. I understand that there's a criminal syndicate, tyrannical government running this country. And sooner or later, they will try to come after we the people. Remember, Trump has always said, I'm just standing in the way. If they get rid of me, they're coming after you. And what's very interesting, if you go back a little bit in time, remember that woman who was from China, and she was at this little seminar with David Hogg, you know, the gun control advocate, and she asked him a simple question. Can you promise me that the government won't be tyrannical? He says, I can't promise that. She goes, well, then I'm not giving up my weapon. And that's what the Second Amendment is actually there for. It's to give us an edge over a tyrannical government, to make sure that they just can't control us and have them do anything to us. We have a way to fight back. And since the deep state's plan has failed, Trump now is showing the people, you need to have your weapon. You need to support guns. And he's creating a new group. Lisa May put this out and said, President Trump announced at tonight's NRA annual meeting the launch of Gun Owners for Trump. And he was giving his speech and he didn't realize that gun owners, they tend not to vote. And it makes zero sense. Why wouldn't gun owners vote? Do you really want the deep state players to remove the Second Amendment? No. Every single person needs to vote. You need to stand up for your rights. And I do believe Trump now is going after all these individuals to push the Second Amendment. And Lisa May, she says, I'm a proud gun owner and I always vote. If you don't vote, you're risking losing our Second Amendment right to the radical Marxist communists who would love to disarm us while flooding our country with criminal terrorists, foreign military members, etc., who they ironically say have a constitutional right to own guns. Why would you take that risk? And I think the people of this country, they're starting to really see this and they're starting to wake up. And the people now, they're starting to say, you know something? I actually see why it's so important to have the Constitution, why it's so important to protect our rights, and why it's so important to vote. And I think this time around, the deep state players, they're going to be in trouble. And I do believe this is why they're going to try to push war. And Trump has told us, going back in time, that he sees World War III coming, and that's exactly what we see happening right now. Ukraine has formally asked NATO to send troops for the first time. So why would now NATO get involved? I thought Ukraine was doing such a great job in beating Russia. Well, we know that's all fake. We know that Russia has already won. Ukraine, they have no army. They have no way of winning. They've already lost before it actually even began. And now they're trying to bring in NATO. And actually, this is a red line for Russia. Do you think they're trying to poke the bear? Do you think they're trying to get Russia to do something? Absolutely. Little by little, the bully is poking and poking and poking. And they're hoping eventually something will happen. And that's what they're actually trying to do. Now, the other thing that's very interesting is that the Iranian president's helicopter crashed. I mean, they're saying it's a hard landing. So basically, it crashed in dense fog somewhere in a remote area. Now, that is very, very interesting. And this individual, the president of Iran, he was elected in 2021, and it looks like it was a rigged election. And this individual is responsible for murders across the country. He also played a significant role in the slaughtering of 1,500 pro-democracy protesters as the head of the Islamic Republican Judiciary following the 2019 nationwide protests. Niall Berg put this out and said, as a young man, Raisi sentenced thousands of innocent Iranians to execution. He was known as the hangman and butcher of Tehran. Now he's the hangman of the whole nation. If Raisi is confirmed dead, millions will celebrate across Iran. And that reminds me of two posts. This is post 1604, June 27th, 2018. We stand with the good people of Iran who are currently battling their installed regime for freedom. True rule, the people have the power. Rise up and demand they be removed. At some point, military generals will act with the will of the people simply because their soldiers are those same people and have no choice. We stand with you. We are monitoring the situation closely. Stay safe. God bless. Then on post 1943, August 28, 2018, it says, watch Iran. Something incredible is about to happen. The good people of Iran have the power. Fight for your freedom. Let's see how this plays out, because very interestingly, what is the deep state going to do? Who are they going to blame for the death of the president of Iran? Now, are they going to try to start a war with this? Most likely yet, yes. But if you really think about it, was this individual just eliminated to give the people a chance? And the deep state, they're going to respond to this by trying to push war. It's starting to seem that way. And it's also starting to seem that people are starting to understand that the bioweapon was actually just that, a bioweapon. And I do believe from the very, very beginning, the people, they knew this. And this is why they were censoring so many different doctors, so many different epidemiologists. They didn't want this to get out, that if you took this injection, it would make you sick. It would give you a heart attack. It would cause other diseases. And this is exactly what we are seeing right now. Sudden and unexpected. Put this out next and says, got my second Pfizer shot. How about you? Thanks to Lisa and the great medical workers putting shots in arms. Go get yours. CNN political commentator Alice Stewart died suddenly, age 58. Officers believe a medical emergency occurred. Well, most likely it was probably a death attack, and it was probably caused by the bioweapon, because there's just too many people now that are just dying suddenly or all of a sudden having heart attacks out of nowhere. And the people, they're starting to recognize now that, yes, I know someone who has now had side effects, who might have died. And these numbers are getting bigger and bigger and bigger. And what's very interesting, remember when COVID was happening, when Biden came out and said, you all must know someone who died of COVID? No, people really didn't know people that died from COVID. Actually, most of the people that died, they probably died from something else and it was just reported as COVID, or they died of the flu. But more and more people now are seeing people get ill or die from the bioweapon. Rasmussen Reports put this out and said, one in four Americans say they know someone personally who died suddenly from the COVID vaccines. Then Rasmussen Reports put this out. 12 million Americans self-reported major vaccine side effects. I think that tells you everything you need to know. And I think the people of this country and the people of the world, they're starting to recognize the true pandemic was the vaccine. It wasn't COVID. It was the vaccine. Think about what they did when they injected everyone. They gave everyone COVID. They gave everyone an illness of some type. That is the pandemic. And I think the people of the world now are starting to recognize this. And this is why they already banned the AstraZeneca bioweapon. They pulled it from the market. And soon, most likely, you're going to see them pull Pfizer and the rest. Now, again, this is going to open them up to major, major class action lawsuits. I do believe at this point in time, Congress should remove all protections on all these pharmaceutical companies, because it's time for the people to actually go after these companies, because these companies lied to the American people, lied to the world, and they made them take something that they would have never taken. If they told you, each and every single person, listen, these are the side effects. You might get cancer. You might die suddenly of a heart attack. You'll always have COVID. You might get other ailments. It doesn't stop the spread of COVID. It won't protect you from COVID. Would anyone take this? No, no one would. That's why they held it from the people. Let's talk about protecting our health. On April 23rd, media outlets began to flood headlines with the latest avian flu development. The FDA said it had detected viral particles of H5N1 avian influenza in milk purchased at grocery stores. While the FDA cautioned that they believe the milk is still safe to drink, others are sounding the alarm. According to news reports, Dr. Eric Topol, founder of Scripps Research Translation Institute, said the finding of viral particles of milk on grocery store shelves means the outbreak is probably more widespread than we know. The dissemination to cows is far greater than we have been led to believe. The FDA assurance that the dairy supply is safe is nice, but it's not based on extensive assessment yet, which they acknowledge. The chief medical board of the wellness company has been closely watching the avian flu H5N1 outbreak in the United States for the last couple of weeks here. And while it's far from certain that most recent strands of bird flu will result in a pandemic, we know that the medical tyrants are never going to be done with us. And with scientists still saying that this bird flu strain could be 100 times worse than COVID, and knowing it's an election year, Americans understand that now, more than ever, we need to be prepared. Do you have what your family needs this time around? Because most doctors still won't even consider prescribing ivermectin or hydroxychloroquine, but we got you covered. Keep listening. The only of its kind, this prescription contagion emergency kit from the wellness company provides you with carefully selected assortment of effective medications for bird flu, COVID-19, and other respiratory illnesses. Ivermectin, hydroxychloroquine, Z-Pak, Tamiflu, along with a nebulizer, so you can rest easy knowing that you have an emergency meds on hand, along with a guidebook for safe use. Backed by research from experts like Dr. Peter McCullough, the wellness company's Contagion Emergency Kit is a must-have. Every American should have at least one of these kits in their homes. Avoid the chaos, wait times, and price of the hospital, and have exactly what you need for as low as the cost of a single doctor's visit. So go to twc.health/x22 and grab your Contagion Emergency Kit right now. That's twc.health/x22. Use code X22, which saves you $30 at checkout. Kits are only available in the U.S. You know what would have helped? Hydroxychloroquine and ivermectin. That would have helped. It helps against viruses. That's why they blocked it. That's why they shut down everything Trump was talking about. That's why they came out with fake studies that were debunked immediately. They did everything in their power to actually convince you that what they were offering was good and what Trump was offering was bad, when actually, in reality, it was the opposite. And they blocked the entire discussion of natural immunity. That tells you everything you need to know. They are the enemy of the people. And all the fake news, all the other doctors, all the politicians that went along with it, they are the enemy of the people. You are now seeing the criminal syndicate. It's not just the FBI, DOJ. It's all the different agencies that they set up. The CDC went along with it. The FDA went along with it. They knew. Let's not pretend anymore. Fauci knew. They all knew that this was fake science. They all knew that masks didn't work. They all knew this. But they went ahead with it anyhow, knowingly. They are the enemy of the people. And most of these people that they put into these positions, no matter if it has to do with COVID or DEI or ESG, they are also the enemy of the people, because they know that these programs, they don't do anything to benefit the people. They destroy everything that we know. And if you actually look at these individuals, why do they always turn out to be criminals? Because they are. A former Facebook and Nike diversity manager has been sentenced to prison after stealing $5 million earmarked for DEI initiatives. Barbara Furlow, 38, of Georgia, pleaded guilty to wire fraud in December for what the Justice Department called an elaborate scheme involving fraudulent vendors, fictitious paperwork, and cash kickbacks. Anyone starting to see the same exact pattern? Absolutely. It's the same pattern with everyone in politics. If you look at Nancy Pelosi, Maxine Waters, you look at Menendez, you look at Joe Biden, what people are going to realize is they follow the same exact pattern. And I do believe more and more people are going to see this. And since we're talking about DEI and everything else, we know that there's Pride Month coming up in June. And the U.S. State Department, they issued a worldwide travel warning for terrorist-inspired violence against the LGBTQI plus persons and events. So against people and certain events, which means who's really going to carry this out? Do you really think it's going to be Hamas terrorists? Hezbollah? It wouldn't even make sense. That most likely, they're going to have to frame this around probably a Trump supporter. And it most likely will be a white male. That's what they're going to do to try to convince you. Look, see, look what's happening. If they're putting out the warning, it doesn't mean it's going to happen in that month. Maybe it'll happen in July or whatever they're going to do. But you can see that they're already building this up for a specific reason. And I think everyone is starting to realize that the deep state players, they push these false flags for a specific reason. Just like they pushed the entire false flag of January 6th. Remember, the insurrection was against a sitting president. Biden wasn't the sitting president. The election wasn't even certified. The president was Trump. The deep state players, they had an insurrection against the sitting president, which was Trump. They overthrew the United States government. Trump caught them all. The military was activated. You know how you know it was an insurrection? Very, very simple. Big Fish put this out and said, the FBI caught everyone on January 6th except the pipe bomber, the fence cutter, the scaffolding commander, the gallows erector, and everyone else that was involved that had an earpiece dressed up as Trump supporters. Everyone else was arrested who walked in peacefully, But all these other people that set the stage, they were not arrested. That tells you everything you need to know. And it tells you everything you need to know that the criminal syndicates, they're going after anyone that stands in their way. All you got to do is look at what's happening with election fraud. Rudy Giuliani was having his 80th birthday in Palm Beach, and all of a sudden he was served papers because, again, he's rejecting the election. He's saying there's fraud, and Arizona officials, they pretty much went in during his birthday and served him. Unbelievable. And think about what's happening right now. They're trying to force everyone to stay quiet in the next election. This is why they're doing this. They're showing you, listen, if you say that we cheated again, we're coming after you. So this is a warning right here. We'll be talking a little bit more about that a little bit later. But it looks like the Georgia Court of Appeals has given a green light to Trump's case to remove Fonnie Willis from his election fraud trial in the latest blow to the Fulton County DA. And basically, he's going to show, listen, she shouldn't be on this case. Now, we'll have to see how this plays out in the end, but it's actually looking good for Trump right now, unless there is corruption in the system and they finally rule, nope, she can stay on the case, because look what happened when she was on trial. They said, okay, she can stay on the case. Even though the evidence, all the evidence pointed against her, everyone can see the corruption. Everyone can see, hey, I don't understand this. I saw the whole case play out. It makes no sense. Why can she still go after Trump when she colluded with her boyfriend? It makes no sense whatsoever. Now, this is the second part of it. What happens if the appeals court says, no, she can stay on? Will people really see the corruption? Or if the appeals court says, no, she must be removed, the people will say, wow, look at this. There was corruption in this. No matter which way this goes, the deep state loses. Remember, this is the court of public opinion. And people are watching this play out and they're questioning everything. Think about the Letitia James case. I mean, everyone watched it and everyone was like, there's no case here. He didn't commit a crime. There is no victim. The bank is happy. There's absolutely no problems whatsoever. But they still said he was guilty and he has to pay a fine. Now he's appealing it. The same thing's happening with the Alvin Bragg case. You're looking at it. It's a complete and utter disaster for Alvin Bragg, for Biden, because every witness they bring up, there's nothing there. Actually, they're destroying themselves. And the people, the court of public opinion, they're watching this going, holy crap, this is a complete and utter disaster. Now, Trump is going to win either way this plays out, if you really think about it. Because as the people watch, because they're the court of public opinion, they're watching the liar, the cheat, the porn star all lie and tell these ridiculous stories. They don't have evidence. They have nothing against Trump. And they're looking at the case going, why was this case even brought? This makes no sense. The statute of limitation has run out and we could see the fraud. It's absolutely ridiculous. The people are watching it. They're thinking logically and they're asking a lot of questions. Now, if Trump gets off, people will say, yes, this was a rigged case and they couldn't prove it. They brought it because it was politically motivated. And we could see that Biden was trying to interfere in the election. Now, if the jury comes back and says that he's guilty, what do you think people are going to say? The people are going to say, hey, wait a minute. I watched the whole case. There is no evidence. They didn't have anything against him. The statute of limitations ran out. And the liar, the porn star, and everyone else, they couldn't make the case. There was no case. Even the DOJ, the FEC, they even said, there's nothing there. Well, then people say, yeah, this is a rigged system. Yes, if they decide to find Trump guilty and put him into prison, that's what people are going to see. No matter which way this goes, the deep state loses. Remember, this is the court of public opinion. That's what people are watching. Trump, he put this out and said, wow, even MSDNC and fake news CNN, home in the first presidential debate in June, now feel the Soros-backed DA Alvin Bragg case against me should be dropped in that it is not winnable and should never have been brought in the first place. The only thing they have going for them is a highly conflicted judge who has done everything within his power to help crooked Joe Biden win a presidential election that he has based on performance no right to win. He is systematically destroying America and is a true threat to democracy. He's absolutely right. And Laura Loomer, she put out a post on X and says, New York congressional Democrats have been sending money to Judge Merchant's daughter's personal home residence in Richmond, Virginia, and deceptively distorting FEC records to cover up payment to Lauren Merchant's company. So she did a little bit of research, and she found out that Democratic Congressman Dan Goldman, his FEC disclosure forms for his campaign disbursements, you won't believe what she found. When Representative Dan Goldman sends a check to when he pays authentic campaign is a Richmond, Virginia address that happens to be the personal home residence of Lauren Merchant, Judge Merchant's daughter. Lauren Merchant is the president of Authentic Campaigns, and her father is overseeing Trump's New York trial. So when you look at the check, he writes Authentic Campaign, not Authentic Campaigns. So this way, he can say, hey, look, I've been sending it some other place. I didn't say campaigns. I said campaign on my check, even though she's cashing it. Look what they do here. But I think everyone's starting to see this, and people are starting to realize that this is one gigantic corrupt system. Now, we know that Trump, he's going to be picking his vice president, and there's a lot of the fake news pointing to all different candidates. I think Trump, he put these people out there to divert from who he actually is picking. I hope he picks someone that they're not even looking at, where he just kept them guessing with these people. And these people are auditioning, and he actually picks someone else. And he put out a very interesting post, and he says, on behalf of the future vice president of the United States, who I have not yet chosen, we hereby accept the Fox vice presidential debate, hopefully at Virginia State University, the first historically black college or university to host a debate. Date to be determined. I urge Vice President Kamala Harris to agree to do this. Make America great again. Now, he mentions a black college in Virginia. He hasn't made his decision. Is he trying to direct people in a certain way? Now, I don't think he should just pick someone because of skin color, because that would fall right into DEI. I think he should pick someone who is right for the job, the person that has battle scars, the person that can go up against a deep state. Because remember, if something should happen, you need someone that can handle themselves, either if it's a woman or a man. They need to be able to handle themselves and weather the storm. Because remember, the deep state players, they will come after this person. They will fight to the very end, and they will push everything they have. So this individual must be able, they must be battle hardened to basically take every sling and arrow like Trump. And this person needs to carry on after Trump. Now, I do agree with Trump. For him to win, it doesn't matter who the vice president is. It does matter if something, God forbid, should happen to Trump, that this person could step in and continue on, where they're not going to fold if the deep state continually attacks. Plus, this individual is going to have to take up the next 8 years. And this person's going to have to be very, very strong to continue on. So I do believe we need to look for the right person who's battle-hardened, who can stand up against the deep state players. But we'll have to see how all this plays out. And I do believe that the people that I see right now, there are two, I think either General Flynn or Devin Nunes would be a very nice fit. Now, Trump, he might be picking someone else. But I do believe we need people that are battle hardened. And we shouldn't fall into, oh, it has to be a woman, it has to be a black person, or it has to be. I think we need someone who is right for the job, that meets all the boxes, and we need to check off all the boxes. And I do believe that is where we need to head, because we could see the deep state players, they're going to cheat. They're going to bring us to war. They're going to use everything that they have to stop Trump and the vice president. And what's very interesting is that we could see when Trump has a rally, he has thousands upon thousands of people, no matter where he goes, even in New Jersey. Actually, he's going to head off to New York now in the Bronx. He's going to have a rally there. But think about it. He has thousands of people, even in the blue states, Look at Biden. And Mokness put this out. Biden held a campaign event in Atlanta, Georgia yesterday. This was his crowd. What does he have, like 27 people, 28 people? Maybe. It's a tiny little crowd. Rasmussen Reports put this out and said, do you agree or disagree with the statement? There is no way Joe Biden got 81 million votes in the 2020 election. Agree? Democrats, 31%. Wow, 31% of the Democrats already agree that Joe Biden did not get 81 million votes in the 2020 election. That's interesting. Independents, 45%. GOP, 72%. All voters now, 49%, almost half of the country. Think about that for a second. I do believe this number is going to continually move up as we get closer and closer to the presidential election. As events happen, as all these things come about, I do believe people are going to say, okay, I see the election interference. I see the cheating. I'm no longer believing. Now, Trump, he has thrown down the gauntlet, and he is now pushing Biden to take a pre-debate drug test because he's letting everyone know that he's high as a kite. He needs a drug test, and he's putting a lot of pressure on Biden right now. Now, one or two things will happen. Biden will say, I'm not taking the drug test. People will then question that. Can you imagine if Trump says, listen, you take the drug test, I'll take the drug test. Let's see who's on drugs. We'll do it at the same time. And it'll be very transparent where everyone can see. And it'll be in real time. That would be very interesting, wouldn't it? And what happens when Biden comes back, he's on all these different drugs. It would be a disaster for him. Which means people would say, why is he on all these drugs? What's going on? Can he not function without these drugs? Oh, maybe he really has bad case of dementia. Maybe he can't function. If he rejects the drug test, I think people are going to question that too, because this is the court of public opinion. What happens if he rejects it? Trump takes one, he comes up clean, and Biden rejects it. I think Biden now is in a no-win situation. This is going to be very, very difficult for Biden. It looks like they're trying to force him out one way or another. Take a listen to Trump.
Really said, remember that idiot from CNN? Oops, I shouldn't say that. I'm doing a debate for them. They'll be slightly tougher. No, I have fake tappers. They said, I just want to debate this guy, but, you know, and I'm gonna demand a drug test, too, by the way. I am. No, I really am. I don't want him coming in like the State of the Union. He was high as a kite. I said, is that Joe up there? A beautiful robe? And by the end of the evening, he's like, well, he was exhausted, right? Now, we're going to demand a drug test, but Fake Tapper and these people, they're going to be fine. They're going to be fair. I think.
So the game is on right now. And Trump, during his rally out in St. Paul, Minnesota, he did say something else that's very interesting. Alyssa May put this out and said, last night, Trump hilariously discussed Biden's disinformation about how athletic he is. And he mentioned Biden claims to have a 6.2 golf handicap. Was wondering if that was some sort of calm. Now, that is very interesting. Then she said Badhit Harmer thought it might be a nod to something happening on June 2nd. Now, that is a very interesting thing. Maybe as we get closer and closer to the presidential debate here, maybe the drug test or something will come up in the early part of June. We'll have to see how this plays out. This is going to be very, very interesting. Now, the other thing that's very interesting is that Lara Trump, she said one of the greatest debate moments ever. Oh, and remember, the first time they gave Hillary all the debate questions beforehand and Trump still won. And during that time, that's when Trump said, you'd be in prison. Lisa May responded to this and said, definitely a classic. I just heard at Real America Voice that Lara Trump believes that Dems are using the upcoming debate as a way to get rid of Biden. Makes sense to me. Who will they replace him with? Hillary Clinton or Big Mike? Now, Hillary Clinton is not polling that well. Will she be able to actually bring in the votes that are needed to cheat in the election? I don't believe so. Trump already beat her once. So my guess is going to be Big Mike, which is Michelle Obama. And I do believe when you look at the Rasmussen polls, it says, who would you like to replace Biden with? 27% said nobody, which is very interesting. The next person is 20% Michelle Obama. So he already beat Hillary Clinton once. I think now it's Obama's turn. And I do believe Trump wants to expose everything Obama's have been doing. And I do believe this is why you've been seeing all the polls come out in favor of Trump right now. Remember, these polls are manipulated and there's no way to skew them that much. And I think right now they want to get rid of Biden. I think this is being directed by Obama. They want to get rid of him. So they're going to make it look like Trump has the lead. He's winning. And they're going to put a lot of pressure on Biden saying, listen, you can't do it this time around. You're going and you're going to do a debate in June. This is in front of the court of public opinion. Now Trump is pushing a drug test on you. So I do believe that all this is heading towards getting rid of Biden. And Trump is bringing the deep state down this path. And I do believe he wants the Obamas front and center. But we'll have to see how this all plays out. But you can see the fake news is going all for it. USA Today put this out, and Biden's poll numbers are awful. Brace for a Trump victory in November. Patriots are in control, respondent said. USA Today is starting to accept reality. Well, I think what they're doing right now is they're using this to remove Biden because they need someone halfway decent to cheat in the election. And what's very interesting is Owen Gregorian put this out, and he says Trump lawyer John Eastman arrested in Phoenix on charges related to 2020. Alternate electors, even though he had zero involvement in Arizona litigation, President Trump's lawyer John Eastman on Friday was arrested in Phoenix on conspiracy, fraud, forgery, and other felony charges related to the 2020 Trump alternate electors plan, even though he had zero communication with Arizona electors. A total of 18 people involved in the Arizona alternative electors plan were indicted by the Arizona grand jury last month. Now we have Giuliani. So it looks like they're going after the electors. I do believe they're sending a message. And Scott Adams responded to this and says, Democrats appear to be signaling an intention to rig the upcoming election. This looks like a suppressive fire, so you won't complain. What other explanation is there? Yes. So I believe what they're trying to do is they're going to get rid of Biden. They're going to bring in someone that's halfway decent. They're going to try to cheat in the election. They're going to put everything into place where they're going to put a lot of pressure on electors. Don't say a word. Don't say the election was rigged or else we're coming after you. You could see that very, very clearly. They're showing the Trump supporters, don't do anything because if you do, we will arrest you and throw you in prison. That's why I do believe they're rounding up as many people as possible to send the message to everyone. If you try this after we cheat, you're all going to be incarcerated. We don't care what happens to you. I do believe they're prepping for all of this. Now, I do believe they have different avenues that they are going to follow. Because if they can cheat, they will do it. They'll put certain things into place to stop people from complaining. If you talk about election fraud, if you're an elector and you talk about election fraud, if you're a Trump supporter and you get pissed off and angry, they already have things in place. They're already sending out the warnings that don't try anything. The other part, the other avenue, I do believe, is to delay the election. Because remember, Trump, he said, we're not going to allow them to steal the election. So if they can't steal the election, I do believe they'll move into delaying the election because there's a lot of laws that are being passed right now in a lot of the swing states, and it's becoming harder and harder for them to cheat in the election. George put this out and said, Arkansas Supreme Court has overturned a lower court ruling that prevented four big election integrity laws from going into effect. Mark Elias is crying as we speak. As many courts have noted, absentee voting is not a fundamental right. Even the United States Supreme Court has concluded restrictions on absentee voting do not deny voters the exercise of the franchise. Act 736 establishes a new signature match requirement for mail-in ballots. Act 973 shortens the absentee ballot return period. Act 249 requires voters who lack proper ID when casting their ballots to bring a form of identification to the county's clerk office within 6 days. Act 728 bans anyone except voters from coming within 100 feet of a polling place, including volunteers who are distributing food and water to voters in long lines. If Republican states want to stop Democrats, they just need to implement election integrity. Then George put this out and said, attorney and lobbyist Ed Lindsley and massive election fraudster in Georgia who supported allowing non-excuse mail-in voting has resigned from the Georgia Election Board. The House Speaker has chosen a conservative firebrand, Janelle King, to replace him. The Election Board has the authority to investigate election fraud, and right now they have big evidence to consider from the rigged 2020 election. King is a Stacey Abrams and Fannie Willis worst nightmare. She is a big Trump ally in Georgia. I'm going to continue to lean into clear facts and evidence and let that be the decision maker, Janelle King. Is this making it a lot harder for the deep state players? It is. Which means, do you think they're going to be able to cheat? I don't believe so. That's why I do believe there's going to be a delay. And think about the election integrity laws. The only people that can go to the polling places are actual citizens with IDs. When there's a delay or a cyber attack and we're attacked, what do you think the National Guard's going to do? What do you think the National Guard plus Marines are going to do? Only those people that are citizens can approach the polls. Think about that for a second. Trump, you can see that he is going after everyone in this election because, again, he needs enough people to override their system. He needs the D's on his side, and this is why he's going to the blue states. He went to Jersey. What did they see out there? They saw 80 to 100,000 people rooting for Trump. What about Biden? Nothing. He's going to New York, to the Bronx. He's going to have a rally there. You're going to see thousands upon thousands of people. Already, the black patriots for Trump, they're already ready for Trump to come in. Trump is now getting the people on his side. This is how you take back a country. And what's very interesting, during his rally, he actually mentioned something that's very interesting. Joe Rambo put this out, and Trump mentioned, so when we look back in time, are we going to consider that this is my second term right now, or is it going to be my third term when I win the election? He said, we're sort of having my second term right now. Don't you find that interesting? Just take a listen to what he said here.
They've never seen anything like it. Very much reminiscent of the days of FDR. You know, FDR was had a beautiful patrician voice, magnificent voice, great debater, very smart man. You know, FDR, 16 years, almost 16 years. He was four term. I don't know. Are we going to be considered three term or two term? You tell me. Ronnie, what do you think? Are we three term or two term if we win? But think of it. They're going to say wonderful. Now, he did that State of the Union the other day. He was high as a kite. So I think we should call for drug tests on the debate. Yeah.
So I do believe Trump, he is in his second term. And his second term, the second phase of his plan, was to wake the American people up. He had to show the American people, these people are trying to destroy America. They're trying to take away your freedom. And you must fight. And I do believe this was part of the plan. And it looks like he's already sending that message out there. But you can see the deep state players, they are now struggling. Why? Because with what has happened in 2020, what's happening now with the election interference, the people are starting to realize the elections are rigged and we need to protect the elections. Rasmussen Reports put this out and said, would you support or oppose a law that requires all absentee ballots to be counted within 1 hour of polls closing on Election Day? Dems, 54%, Independents, 59%, GOP, 85%, all voters, 65%. Then Rasmussen Reports put this out and said, how concerned are you that the outcome of the 2024 presidential election will be affected by cheating? Very or somewhat concerned. Dems, 55%. Independent 64, GOP 80, all voters 66% now. That tells you everything you need to know. And this is why the deep state players, they're going to fight back with everything that they have. They don't want people talking about the election. They don't want people talking about the chaos that they're going to unleash. They don't want people talking about the cheating. So what are they going to do? They're going to shut down the truth. That's what they do. And what's very interesting is that the State Department officials have told the Wall Street Journal about the increasing risks that undersea telecommunication cables could be susceptible to espionage. The officials became concerned when a state-controlled Chinese firm that repairs undersea cables, SB Submarine Systems, unexplainably and repeatedly concealed the location data of its ship from radio and satellite tracking services. They said the ship concealment of its position defied easy explanation. So they're talking about certain actors cutting communication lines under the sea. That is a communication blackout. And we could see that we are now heading in that direction. And the deep state players, you can see they're preparing to cheat. The deep state players, they're preparing to delay and hide the truth. And I do believe this is leading into what Trump and the Patriots want. They want to go to paper. They want the elections controlled by a third entity that actually follows the Constitution, follows their oath. And I do believe that's where all of this is headed. And everything that we're seeing, everything that we're experiencing is part of the plan, because Trump let everyone know he's in his second term, which means the Patriots are in control. Listen, everyone, thanks a lot for listening. Be well, be safe, and especially be prepared. Thanks a lot.